With a successful week of wrestling last week, the Riverside Bulldogs go into this weekend with an expectation to be one of the most successful teams to hit the mats. Head coach Casey Conover is excited going into this Saturday after his boys were able to beat St. Albert and upset Shenandoah in their last match.
I was really happy how kids came out and competed. You know, beating Shenandoah, who is a really good team, you know, the highly ranked team, getting that win was a big confidence boost for our team on that, you know. So we're quite happy overall how we wrestled.
When preparing for one of the biggest matchups all year, the Bulldogs are looking at nailing down the specifics. From hands defense to footing, even in tough situations that they may face in the district meet.
A big thing is worked on minor things, you know, we got to tweak some things, you know, we got to still get better with head hands defense, you know, worked on moving our feet better, worked some situational stuff, put them in some tough situations, see if they can find a way to get out of this tough situation.
Riverside features quite a few wrestlers who have worked to get a spot in the state tournament, including Davis Brahman at 36-2, Kings and Carrington at 27-13, Jackson Gordon at 37-14, Kellen Oliver at 32-13, and AC Roller at 22-10. All they have to do is believe it, and the path will illuminate the way.
Big thing is mindset. They got to believe it. They got to believe that they can win. They can believe that they can be the champion of the bracket and not have any doubt. And, you know, that's a big thing looking at this week, you know, is our mindset, you know, and having belief in themselves.
While district wrestling is coming up on Saturday, the Bulldogs aren't taking this like it is do-or-die time. Coach Conover has emphasized to his boys that this is just like any other meet, and to work just as hard as they would all season to relieve some of the pressure of the big title.
The big thing is not put any more pressure on it than any other meet, you know. Big thing is it's just another meet, another day. You got to be nervous. That's human nature. You know, how do we handle those nerves? Do we handle them positively? Do we handle it negatively? That's the big thing is for stress to your kids. Don't put more weight into this than any other meet. Attack this meet like you would any other meet.
These Bulldogs have adopted the culture of success in the past with Riverside Wrestling. With a long list of successful wrestlers in the past, all they need to do is walk in their footsteps.
It does. It provides excitement, you know. The groundwork for the success you had has been laid down previous alumni. You know, we had great wrestlers like Nora Moore, Jace Rose, Tucker Tatum Blomo, Corey Mayer, Otis Atika. I mean, the Hendricks boys, Dana and Kaden Hendricks, were good guys, you know, and I could name a whole bunch of more wrestlers that were very, very successful for us. I mean, so our groundwork has always been kind of laid down the line with that, you know. Having that, it had a lot of people excitement.
Riverside hosts the Class 1A Region Number 9 District this Saturday, February 10th at 10 a.m. KSOM 96.5 will be live at Riverside High School to provide all the updates with Austin West on the call. I'm Zach Collins reporting.